Good morning. This is Q95's morning news for today, Tuesday, July 25th. I am your presenter, Lakisha Labasir. In the headlines, ECCB looking to create 60,000 jobs in the ECCU region over the next 8 years. WHO urges early action to combat threat of HIV drug resistance in the Caribbean. And Israel removes flashpoint metal detectors at holy site. The news is brought to you, compliments Digicel. Details coming up.
Free talk, more data, Digicel. Experience the all-new Digicel talk and data plan. Get more data with unlimited talk right now with Digicel. Get 500 megabytes of data with free talk for 7 days for only $25. Now you can enjoy data with free talk. Yes, talk and data plans that cater to your needs. Now at Digicel. Digicel terms and conditions apply. Digicel, be extraordinary.
The Eastern Caribbean Central Bank has set its sight on tackling unemployment within the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union, with a plan to create 60,000 jobs within the next 8 years, according to ECCB Governor Timothy Antwine. 60,000 jobs is the estimated requirement to secure single-digit unemployment in the ECCU. Antwine says a productivity speed-up, while the rest of the world appears to be slowing down, is necessary to raise the region's growth trajectory. Therefore, socio-economic transformation will be the focus of the ECCB, with a plan to be launched on September 7, 2017.
What will it take to generate 60,000 jobs over the next 8 years? And in case you're wondering where that number 60,000 comes from, it is our initial estimate of what is required to secure single-digit unemployment in the ECCU. Against the backdrop of what many economists call a global productivity slowdown, we in the ECCU must fully apply ourselves to a productivity speed-up to help raise our growth ceiling or growth trajectory. In my humble estimation, this shift requires our full commitment to socio-economic transformation and will entail critical reforms and investments. For this reason, the focus of the strategic plan of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank will be socio-economic transformation, and this plan will be launched on September 7th, God willing.
ECCB Governor Timothy Antwine. Member of the Electoral Commission, Wayne James, is calling on Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett to release the Electoral Commission and allow it to function as dictated by law. According to James, the Commission requests that the Prime Minister take steps to ensure that the amendments to the electoral law relating to voter ID cards and installation of enrollment officers are enacted. He says the Electoral Commission will not stand for the amendments set to legalize cheating and bribery.
I'm calling on Roosevelt Skerrett. Please release the Independent Electoral Commission and allow us to proceed with the work that the Constitution requires us to do. So I would like you to go to the Parliament of Dominica and deal with the amendments in relation to the voter ID cards and the enrollment officers. This has nothing to do with the corrupt practice that you want to instill in the parliament of this country in relation to treating and bribery. We, Mr. Shillingford and myself, we're not going to stand for it as members of the Electoral Commission, and the people of Dominica is not going to stand for this. Based on the House of Assembly Elections Act that we have in this country right now, treating and bribery are offenses. And it will remain offenses. So we are not going to sit idle by and allow you to use the People's Parliament to enact laws that is going to be detrimental to their future.
Dominican surgeon Dr. Sam Christian is advising persons to get serious about their health, as early detection through regular checkups could save lives and prevent development of any disease in the body. Dr. Christian is advising Dominican citizens to do health checks in three main areas: mammograms, pap smears, and prostate examinations.
We always remind the folks, you know, to get their health checks, especially the three major ones, the mammograms, the pap smears, the PSAs, and the prostate examinations. And we want to encourage our men, brother, they're kind of skittish about that. They generally don't like to be, you know, examined in that area, but we need to do it. And so every patient who steps into the office will get a cancer screening test, and we'll be encouraged, you know, to utilize the services of the oncology clinic at the hospital and the Dominica Cancer Society. Not only that, we want to make sure we get our blood sugar checked. Ladies and gentlemen, the hemoglobin A1C, just tell your doctor, I want to get that A1C done. That A1C test is a little more sophisticated than just a finger stick blood sugar. It will tell you how close you are to getting diabetes. There are people listening to my voice right now who will be diagnosed as diabetics before the end of the year. And if there's something that we can do, and if there's somewhere we can know how close we are to becoming diabetic, then we can take the necessary precautions. And diabetes, once you have that, is something that you can manage with lifestyle and so forth. And it's one of the most common things.
Dominica secured silver at the 2017 Commonwealth Youth Games in the Bahamas this past weekend. Last week, an 8-member delegation comprising of 6 athletes and 2 coaches in the disciplines of track and field and boxing set out to represent Dominica at the Bahamas 2017 Commonwealth Youth Games from July 18 to 23rd. Danielson Mahotir captured silver for Dominica at the Bahamas 2017 Commonwealth Youth Games with an under-18 national record, clocking at 21.61 seconds in the 200 meters. Other members of the team included Jada Scotland, Natalie Roberts, Leon Hippolyte, Rodriguez Frederick, and Levi Joseph. The Bahamas 2017 Commonwealth Youth Games was the largest international sporting event ever to be hosted in the Bahamas and the largest ever edition of the Youth Games with up to 1,300 athletes. The government of Dominica says it is in full support of the amalgamation of indigenous banks within the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett assumed the role of chairman of the ECCB Monetary Council on Friday. Speaking at the ceremony, Skerrett said, given the challenges confronting indigenous banks, consolidation of these banks will result in stronger, more stable institutions that are better able to treat with several issues confronting small standalone banks.
These challenges include issues of capital adequacy, operational efficiency, profitability and returns on investment, risk management, corporate governance, and correspondent relationships. Within the financial system, a process of consolidation is underway as financial institutions respond to the rapidly changing operating environment. The indigenous banks in ECCU will benefit from a proactive response to these global realities. The consolidation of the indigenous banks is expected to result in stronger, more stable indigenous institutions, which will be better able to treat several issues that currently confront small, standalone indigenous banks, such as 1, loss of correspondent banking relationships, 2, containment of compliance costs, 3, raising and maintaining capital, 4, rollout of new technology-driven services to satisfy changing and rising customer expectations. The trend towards consolidation is already evident in other sectors of the financial system, particularly the credit union sector. The success of credit union amalgamation in Dominica and St. Vincent and the Grenadines are well known. I will say to you, as the Prime Minister of Dominica, I fully support the amalgamation of indigenous banks in the ECCU. It is in our benefit, and we have to pursue it with speed and a determination to conclude on those arrangements. Given the criticality of financial stability and the importance of national banks, the Monetary Council has mandated the ECCB to commence a regional conversation on this issue of bank consolidation and amalgamation.
Chief Fire Officer Josiah Dupi claims that rising vehicular fires are cause for concern. He says statistics reveal there has been a sharp increase in vehicular fires across the island, and many of them are under suspicion of deliberate actions. At a press conference on Monday, Dupi said in 2016, 18 vehicular fires were reported to the department, which is more than double the number reported in 2015. He added, what is more alarming about our data is when we looked back at the last 11 months, we found that there were a total of 26 vehicle fires. I am sure you would have seen burnt vehicles or what is left of them all across the island. Dupi said this is likely the result of something more than just natural causes, considering the recorded 26 vehicle fires reported for the one-year period from June 2016 to July 2017, where 14 reports came in during just the first 6 months of 2017. The community of Viecas is once again gearing up to host another reunion celebration. The Children of Itasi Reunion 2018 will be held from July 27th to August 7th, 2018 under the theme, With Unity, Rebuilding Itasi Viecas. Chairman of the reunion committee, Father Herman Sharpless, says the reunion is geared at instilling a greater sense of unity among villagers. He says a number of activities have been organized as part of celebrations to include a major sports day, a princess show, cultural activities, and a village hike, among others.
One of the features that we have in the reunion, while we have the general reunion activities, we also have a reunion for children. And the goal here is to reach out to the children in the diaspora, all the children out there who do not know what Viecas is, but who have a root, Viecas root. The children living in Viecas, the children living in Roseau, who have Viecas roots. There will be a specific reunion with geared activities towards them. Tuesday, July 31st, 2018, we have again the children reunion in the morning, and the children will be given an opportunity to learn the history of Viecas. The idea here is to bring the elders of the village, the old people, the people who have been in Viecas, who grew up in Viecas, to bring them to tell the children what the history of Viecas is, as far back as they can go. So the children will have that opportunity. And in the evening of that reunion, we'll be having Dr. Honeychurch doing a history of Viecas for us, and also use some other elders of the village to give their own side of the history. Wednesday, August 1st, again in the morning, children's reunion. They'll have opportunities for face painting, spin a wheel, and other treasure hunts. And in the afternoon, in the evening, we're going to have a big campfire in Viecas. If you notice, a lot of the activities are old-time things. Because the focus of the reunion is not to have a big fete and to see you all through the week. The focus of the reunion is to help us to recapture what it was like growing up in Viecas.
In more news, the World Health Organization has warned that the spread of an HIV strain resistant to some of the most widely used medicines could undermine progress in the treatment and prevention of HIV infection in the Caribbean and elsewhere if early and effective action is not taken. According to Tedros Ghebreyesus, the Director General of the United Nations Health Agency, antimicrobial drug resistance is a growing challenge to global health and sustainable development. We need to proactively address the rising levels of resistance to HIV drugs if we are to achieve the global target of ending AIDS by 2030, he indicated. The WHO HIV Drug Resistance Report 2017 stated that in 6 of the 11 countries surveyed in Latin America and the Caribbean, Africa and Asia, more than 10% of people starting antiretroviral therapy had a strain of the infection that was resistant to some of the most widely used medicines. The agency recommends that once the threshold of 10% has been reached, countries should urgently review their HIV treatment programs. And Israel has removed metal detectors from outside a holy site in East Jerusalem after uproar from Palestinians over their recent introduction. Israel's security cabinet voted early on Tuesday to remove and replace them with less obtrusive surveillance. There were deadly clashes after the metal detectors were set up, which Palestinians saw as an Israeli attempt to assert control over the site. Israel said they were necessary to prevent weapons being smuggled in. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of the headlines. ECCB looking to create 60,000 jobs in the ECCU region over the next 8 years to reduce unemployment. WHO urges early action to combat threat of HIV drug resistance in the Caribbean. And Israel removes flashpoint metal detectors at holy site. The news was brought to you through the kind compliments of Digicel. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I am Lakisha Labasir.